Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
The Forcecast presents What's New in the EU? EU. A closer look into the Star Wars expanded universe.
Jovial J. Shepard!
Hey there, this is Jovial J with another Expanded Universe microcast right here on the Forcecast. Today I'd like to whet everyone's appetite for an exciting new comic series starting in Knights of the Old Republic number 25. That issue kicks off a year-long storyline called Vector. So Vector is a 12-part crossover between Knights of the Old Republic, Dark Times, Rebellion, and Legacy. The folks at Dark Horse have promised that it will make sense in the way that it ties together these four series that encompass more than about 4,000 years of history. But at the moment, no one's really sure how they're going to accomplish that. But based on the preview of KOTOR 25 on the Dark Horse website, it appears that readers will be following the Muir Talisman as it travels between characters in the various series. I gotta say, I'm really looking forward to this. On the book front, readers can check out the latest Last of the Jedi book from Scholastic. Master of Deception is book number 9 in the series, and it features Ferris Olin, who is a double agent for the Jedi working for the Empire, who must simultaneously protect and reveal the secrets hidden on Alderaan. This book is due out in early February, but it's already been spotted in local bookstores. And coming at the end of February is book number 8 in the Legacy of the Force series, Revelation, by Karen Travis. Readers will continue to witness the downfall of another Jedi, Darth Cadus, a.k.a. Jason Solo, as he continues his quest for a new order.
What's new in the EU?
So now I'd like to introduce a new portion of the Expanded Universe microcast. This part of the show is going to take a look at underrated or favorite series of in comics or in books by different members of the Forcecast family. Today I'm going to start with a series called Underworld, which is subtitled The Yavin Basilica. It came out in late 2000, early 2001 by Dark Horse. It's a 5-issue miniseries, and it features all the different characters kind of in the underworld, the underbelly of the Star Wars universe, the bounty hunters, the Hutts, even Han Solo and Lando Calrissian. And so the story sets off as the Hutts are kind of sitting around discussing which of them is the greatest criminal mastermind or underworld leader, and Jabba included, and they really can't make a decision. So they decided to hunt for a fabled treasure, this Yavin Basilica, which is a device that is supposedly hidden on Yavin someplace, has mystical powers. And so each Hutt gathers their own team to go off in search of it. Jabba gathers Han Solo and Chewbacca. Lando Calrissian comes along as well. And then there's Boba Fett, who's kind of a backup, and the main guys don't know that he's on the team. And Bossk and IG-88 and 4LOM are on one of the other teams. And they've got other new characters involved. And so it's kind of like the Great Race. It's cartoony and fun. Doesn't really take itself too seriously. Of course, it kind of wrecks havoc with some of the canonicity of the timeline, just given the fact that these characters kind of working together and doing stuff. But it does work into, you know, to their stories, and it keeps true to the characters, even though they're kind of having fun with the whole aspect of it. A lot of people, I think, don't like it or can't really get behind it due to the artwork. It's not as photorealistic as some of the other artwork we were seeing, either at the time or even currently. With all the Episode 1 stuff coming out, there was more photorealistic art. And this is very cartoony, hard-edged. It's kind of got a Kirby feel to it. for people who follow comic books. But it's very colorful. The artist is Carlos Meglia, and I believe this is the only work he's done in the Star Wars universe, but it's got a really great feel to it, and I like the stuff he does with the way the panels flow from one to the other and kind of lead your eye across the page. So I recommend people checking this out. Again, it's called Underworld, the Yavin Basilica. It did have a trade paperback, but if you can find the original series, it's 5 issues. They either have artwork covers by Andrew Robinson, or there are also versions that are photo covers.
Okay, let's put the E and the U in our super-duper computer!
The galaxy is listening.
As always, if you'd like to comment on this or any other aspect of the Forcecast, please feel free to send us an email at podcast@theforce.net. Until next time, this is Jovial Jay saying, see ya!
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.